Coda, Three Reasons. "You should tell him now," says the voice in Yadomir's head, as he and Sydney settle into bed beside each other. The voice has been telling him this for almost a month, in an increasingly impatient tone, and Yadomir has been ignoring it for just as long, because this isn't actually a discussion he wants to have, but... "Fuck," he thinks, annoyed with himself. "Stop being a baby. It won't be as bad as you're imagining." He decides to stop dithering. "I'm gonna stop picking up," he announces, trying to make it as authoritative as possible. No need to converse on the subject further. Sydney, of course, ignores the hint. "You don't need to," he says, rolling onto his side to face Yadomir. He's actually worried. "I told you that. It doesn't bother me. Did I do something to make you think?" No, it's not you. But that's what Yadomir is trying to avoid saying. Has been trying to avoid saying. I know you don't mind, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you trusting me, but I decided to stop." "Why?" Yadomir sighs. "I don't want to tell you. I don't think you'll like it. Just let me..." "Oh, come on," Sydney says, eyes narrowed. "If I said something like that, you'd be all over it." "Sydney, he's right, of course. And you'd pick it out of my head." "Not fair," echoes through the bond, proving Sydney's point. "God damn it." Yadomir sighs again. "Fine. Three reasons." Sydney nods. He's got his captain face on. "Go ahead." After a deep breath, Yadomir begins. "You want to be public about us. Come out so we can have kids. And I want that too. And it's going to be a shitstorm if we tell the world we're together and then it looks like I'm cheating on you." Sydney frowns, and the bond throbs with a rubber band feeling of resistance. We can manage that. I've gotten really good at telling people it's an open relationship. I appreciate that," Yadomir says, nudging his knee up against Sydney's. "I do, but it would make it harder. Don't tell me it wouldn't." Sydney's frown doesn't go away, but Yadomir can feel him mentally pulling back, reserving judgment until he's heard everything that Yadomir has to say. "Okay, reason two?" Yadomir sets his hand on Sydney's hip, flexes it. "I want you to fuck me without a condom." "Jesus!" It's like stepping from an air-conditioned room into the blistering August heat. Sydney asks, incredulous, "And you thought I wouldn't like that?" "Only if you're comfortable with it," Yadomir says doggedly. "I'm clean now, careful now, but I wasn't always. So I don't care about that." Sydney's hands are all over Yadomir now, and his eyes are hungry. "Yarda, you are crazy. Of course I want to." "Okay, well, good. Me too," Yadomir says, trying not to get distracted. This isn't a discussion he wants to have twice. "So that's the second reason." That brings Sydney back to himself a little. The flush of scorching desire cools slightly, and he sounds mostly steady when he says, "Okay, wow. So, reason three?" This is the hardest one. There's a reason he saved it for last. Yadomir shrugs tightly. "I get really fucking tired of people assuming that, because I sleep around, I'm not serious about you, not committed. I can tell they think that, and I try to explain, but they just don't get it. He tries not to let his fingers dig into Sydney's skin. "They pity you, and you can't read it, but I can, and God, it pisses me off." Sydney kisses him. "I don't care what they think," he murmurs, close, eyes dark. "But it's okay that you do. Like, I'm happy to let you keep picking up and let them keep pitying me, but if you hate it, you hate it, and I get it." Yadomir takes a deep breath. "Thank you." Sydney's thumb sweeps back and forth over the point of Yadromir's shoulder. After a minute or so, he asks, "Is that it?" "That's it." Sydney blinks and thinks, "Did I miss something?" Out loud, he asks, "Why did you think I wouldn't like any of that?" "It's not..." Yadromir's a fool for thinking he'd get out of talking about this part of it. He should know by now that Sydney doesn't need psychic senses to ferret out his secrets. He sighs and gives it all up. "It's not that I thought you wouldn't like those reasons. More that I thought it would bother you that I didn't say that it's because you're the only person in the world that I want. That I'm just so devoted to you I don't want to look at anybody else. The stuff I said isn't nice. Romantic." Sydney kisses him again, entirely unbothered. Blue skies and the quiet dark of their bed. "I think it's pretty romantic to say that it hurts you when people act like I'm not important to you." Yadromir scowls against the relief blooming in the center of his chest and grumbles something about how that's not the point, despite suspecting that probably is the fucking point. "Oh, sorry," Sydney teases, snuggling up to Yadromir's front. "Did you want me to get mad and pout? Did you want me to throw a fit? Tell you you're an unfeeling brute?" Those romance novels have done nothing good for his vocabulary. Yadromir flops pointedly onto his side, facing away from Sydney. "Fuck off," he says. "I'm going to sleep." And what he means is, "Thank you," is, "You little shit," is, "I want you most of all." The end.